The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Thank you to all the sponsors, blah, 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 all that good shit. Today is me and Kylie and Holly in Brooklyn are all going to be talking about the trip we're about to go on, and hopefully some of y'all are going to get to go with us. We're selling raffle tickets, talking shit, drinking. For every 5 tickets sold today, somebody in here, Ms. Strickland's doing a shotgun, and I am doing a shot. I told these bitches they had homework. This is the first time I ever gave them homework, and we're going to see how much they listened.
I did my fucking
homework. I got a feeling that someone
Brooklyn is
didn't.
The only one who did her homework.
All the homework was let me know what you want to do on vacation when we go to Destin so we can tell people what we're going to do.
I want to get drunk on the beach and eat crab legs.
I want to eat crab legs.
I want to get drunk. I know I want to do drunk ass karaoke, like at some random hole in the wall bar. Period. Like
I want to throw that ass in a circle.
I don't want to go now.
It's your turn.
No. I really just want to get drunk and have a good time with you guys. I don't care what we do. I know I'm going to Crab Island. Drunk karaoke sounds fucking amazing.
It sounds so fun.
Have y'all ever been to Crab Island?
No. I've always wanted to go.
It's fun.
I've never even been to Destin.
You've never been to Destin's great.
My uncle got married in Destin.
Destin's what Panama used to be.
Yeah.
Panama was
It's more
shit,
laid
man.
Back.
Yeah. Panama's more of a family town now.
Panama City is the worst beach.
So we're going to a family town to get tore up from the floor up.
No, that's what Panama is now. Destin is a bunch of fucking
Destin.
Hooligans.
Okay. So it swapped.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Have it swapped?
Yeah,
I'm not going to show my whole ass.
Period.
Oh, no. Because what we'll do, we got a lady that's actually coming down. It's got a 42-foot boat that is going to be taking us out on it. So we'll probably take that to Crab Island. If not, then we'll be renting a pontoon boat. And all of us will be shit-faced on a pontoon boat at Crab Island with a whole lot of other drunks. It's going to be nasty. I'm telling you, when we went before, it is nothing but a fucking party. And they got an obstacle course that's on the water. So... Oh, it hurts.
That sounds like a damn trip to the ER for Kylie Strickland.
I hope it is.
Oh, shit.
I've got a feeling that you're going to get more fucked up than anybody else.
I just feel like everybody's titties are...
That's always...
We need to do that TikTok. Who do you think is going to be the most fucked up tonight? And then you pass it. I think so-and-so is going to be the most fucked up.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Kylie. Kylie.
It's not going to be fun, though, because we already know it's going to be you.
I'm not going to throw up.
Okay.
I've been doing good the past few times, not throwing
she
up.
She really has been doing good.
I don't believe you whatsoever.
It's really true.
It's really true.
It might be true now, but it ain't going to be true when we get there.
Probably not. And I'm not doing no liquor because I'm going to be trying to fight everybody.
Yeah, don't do liquor.
We're doing beer the whole time.
You know what everybody has asked me about so far about all of us going? They's like, do you think Kylie's going to behave or she's going to be on a different level? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that.
Does Kylie ever behave? Is Kylie always on a different level? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it'll be not just Kylie, Holly, Brooklyn, and her husband. It'll be Kate Stinson, conservative Anthony, flawless Lawless. I can't wait to do. She's so cool, and all the lesbians love her. All girls love her.
Love who?
I can't wait for her to be like my wingman at
Kate?
The bar.
Flawless Lawless?
Flawless Lawless.
Ask her if she want to do OF content.
She probably will. She has one.
We're not supposed to be talking about OF.
It don't matter. It's like something like that
well,
is fine.
Well, you said it, so okay. Now we're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, something like that is fine.
You allowed it.
I allowed it. No, she's got her own one, and I'm sure she'd like to do content with you.
Y'all need to shut up. Okay, everybody on here on the live is saying... Because when I first got them dogs,
yeah,
I was going to bring those dogs with me
uh-huh.
to the beach.
Well, you were going to what?
They're saying, how does Josh feel about bringing the puppies? But I'm not bringing the puppies.
This is the first Josh has heard about it.
Yeah, it is.
You wasn't just used to going to show up with two goddamn dogs and just, I was surprised.
They're puppies, right?
Yeah, they're puppies.
Like not dogs, sold. Puppies.
I mean, I love puppies.
I'm not bringing them.
I can see me and Lee Tucker walking them on the beach. And
pulling all the pussy.
Yeah, I see the upside to this.
Pulling all the pussy. I'll let y'all do it.
Nah, we good, because then we got to listen to them.
I'm not bringing them. They're going to stay with the dog sitter or the neighbor, Liz.
If you're bringing your puppies, I'm bringing my six-month-old.
Oh, your child?
Doing that. Point is, ain't nobody trying to take care of puppies.
Yeah.
So. Or children.
Or children.
I'm trying to and avoid all responsibilities kids, that week. Like. Fuck yeah, they are.
I think the two of them together is going to be easier to train.
They usually are.
Is that normal?
Unless they're both shit dogs.
They're good dogs. They're the grand dogs to my dog that I bred. They're very dogs.
Pretty.
Yeah.
They are like, very. How did you end up getting two?
She couldn't freaking decide.
Southern Darling 98.
Southern Darling 98. Hey. Y'all follow Southern Darling 98 on TikTok. I went there to get them. The only reason I was going to get the dog is because it is the grand dog to one of my dogs that I bred. So I went there and I couldn't decide between the green and the yellow. And they were cheaper than what I thought they were going to be. And I could get two for the price of one. And they were stuck up each other's butts the whole time.
They're like besties.
Two. Yeah.
Are they GSPs?
Yeah.
We had one of those and it didn't last very long.
What do you mean?
They're just, high energy. Yeah. And we
no, these
we,
are not like that.
We thought that we good, had enough like, space energy. For
they're,
them. But,
they're GSPs. They got to have a lot. I had two litters.
So you already know.
Yeah, I know all about them.
He literally chewed through our wall. So
yeah, they will if they don't get enough exercise. They will
beat that dog's ass.
They will.
Well, it wasn't his fault. He just wasn't.
My therapist suggested that I get me a therapy dog. So one of them is going to get sent off to be trained for that. And it's gonna go.
You're going to have to do both of them.
No, I'm going
to
do one.
You have to do both of them to do that way.
No, because I'm not taking two dogs with me everywhere. I'll take one, but I'm not.
Oh, you're going to leave one out.
The other one.
One's going to be like college educated, and the other one's going to be stupid as fuck.
Well, that's usually how it goes with siblings.
I don't know who you're calling out in your family right there, but whatevs. Fuck it. Anyway, how do y'all feel about us taking two folks with us on the trip?
What do you mean?
Like, are you nervous about it?
I am nervous.
I'm nervous.
About bringing what?
Two people with us. That's what the raffle's for.
What day are we doing the thing?
Well, it was supposed to be Friday, and it is going to be Friday night now, but you're not going to be here.
No, I'm not.
So I'm just going to have to do it on live here by myself. Okay. But I'm doing it late Friday, because we've got 260 tickets that's got to be sold between now and Friday.
We've
sold half of them.
They're $20, y'all. $20 you could get to come on vacation with all these people. We pay for everything. And all of your shit's getting paid for.
Everything.
You get your own room, your flight, or your gas, or
you can bring somebody with you,
food,
but we're not paying for shit for them.
All that, yeah.
Yeah.
How many tickets have been bought so far?
240.
And we have 260 left to sell?
260 left to sell.
So 240 tickets.
500 was the minimum that we had to sell for everything to be covered. So right now we're halfway there. And it already looks like that we're going to end up having to rent two places at the same place. Because it was going to be a house, but like the only houses you could find were like $12,000.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I am nervous though. Hold on, let's go back to that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm nervous about who's going to win it. What? I don't want no creepy motherfucker to do it. And then... So, like, this is no offense to any of y'all. Please don't get mad at me. But when I meet, like, fans out at places, sometimes they stay stuck up my butt.
I was literally about to say, what if somebody wins that's, like, low-key obsessed with you? And they're, like, they could be, like, a stalker and you not even know it until they get there. And then...
It's a fucking alarm.
For what? What is an alarm set for at 2:30 in the afternoon?
I'm usually napping right now, bitch.
It's usually
to get me up to go get Gracie from school.
But hold on, what's up with the gun thing?
We had somebody donate a 9mm to us from Springfield Armory. And if one of the two people win and they can't go, then we're going to give them the gun. That way they don't lose on anything.
So there's still an incentive there.
There's still an incentive. Even if it's where you can't go, you have a chance to win a brand new 9mm.
Yeah, so you can buy tickets even if you can't go on the trip. You can buy tickets and you can win a whole ass gun. Pew pew.
A whole ass gun.
And see, you can't advertise that.
Just the trigger.
You can't show it on TikTok because TikTok will.
We'll get.
So,
yes, that's Kylie.
Yeah. So, but all you got to do to get a ticket is to go to, I don't need, did you post it in your link tree?
No. The only thing on my link is my OF.
This is why I've been wondering this whole time why more tickets ain't been sold. Because, how is Kylie? They don't know where to go to.
I posted it on the thing, RaisingGraceStudios.com.
Yeah, but that's fine. Well, we fix that. Anyway, to get a ticket, all you got to do is go to RaisingGraceStudios.com. And go to where it says podcast giveaway. It's right there. And for every five that we sell right now on the show, I'm going to take a shot. So I plan on getting drunk.
How are you going to know if we do it?
It comes up.
All right.
It pops up on my phone every time there's an order. So after five dings.
So y'all buy these tickets so we can get fucked up.
Yeah. And then we're going to get real fucked up on vacation. With the creepers, though, like if somebody goes in there creepy, like I think we'll know right off the bat. And I think because I'm such an asshole, I think the best thing to do is just confront it, like, right on and be like, hey, look, we want to have a good time with you. If you're going to be weird, then you're going to have to change that shit real quick. Like, or I'll just give you fucking $20 back.
Yeah.
And you can go home. Like, don't come being a creeper. But you said, like, people do come out, like, when they meet us or whatever, especially you, because I've seen it. They just don't, I don't think they know what to say. And I think sometimes it just comes off as obsessive.
It makes it so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to say to you. I don't, like, you know more about me than I know about you, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, you should ask me questions and talk to me.
We had a girl in Vegas like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, but at the same time, like, you got to say, like, I don't call them, like, fans anyway. I hate that word. I hate the word fans. Like, I always say family or friends. Like, these people actually take time out of their day and their schedule to pay you attention and all this kind of stuff. Like, I don't think you're a fan.
Yeah, there's, I don't call them fans. I like to call them family. But
yeah, but no, if somebody comes off, they come creepy. Luckily, between me and Lee Tucker and Dustin Heron, if they're weird, we'll put them in their fucking place. I don't think anybody's gonna be weird.
Is Tyler still coming?
He keeps telling Kate he is, but he hasn't told me he was. So I don't know. We'll see. Well, I don't know.
Is Kate flying?
Yes.
Okay.
Kate's flying. I think me and Lee Tucker is going to drive because
where are they flying?
Yeah,
into?
Where's they flying into? Driving.
Panama. I guess Panama would be the closest airport.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Can't you fly? There's not a.
I don't know if there's an airport.
There's not
in Destin.
An airport in.
There's probably not an airport in Destin.
Because it's got to be one of the bigger
airports.
That
big.
Tampa. Orlando, Panama City, those are all
Panama City is going to be the one. I know Dustin, that's where he's flying. He's flying in there from Nashville because he's got to leave. No, he doesn't. I thought he had to leave a day early. He doesn't. He moved his shows in Texas to the next week so he could stay the whole time. We're not doing – I don't know what y'all girls plan on doing the whole time. We're going to be drunk playing golf.
Oh, no.
I want to golf. I want to play golf.
We don't have –
I was so jealous of the trip.
We don't
that,
have to be stuck up each other's ass the whole time we're there.
Golf.
There is some golf courses that are on the fucking ocean there, and we are fixing to go ham on that bitch.
Golf.
Get, see.
Say how you really feel, Kylie.
I'm going to be on the motherfucking beach drinking fucking pina coladas. Like
penis coladas. You said it wrong.
That too.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it all the same?
To her, it will be after fucking the afternoon's over. You're going to be so fucking drunk the whole time, you ain't going to give a shit what you do anyway. Don't worry. We've already talked about we ain't planning on taking y'all to golf. Because we want to enjoy golf.
I want to go golfing.
You can go as long as you don't aggravate the fuck out of us.
I won't get too white girl wasted, I promise.
And boring.
Yeah.
Because I want to take Sean. I want to take Sean to go golfing with y'all because I feel like
boring.
He would enjoy that.
Boring.
Well, hey, does he play
Sean
golf?
No, but it's not really about that, is it? It's just about going out and having a good time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. One day, I'm sure.
As long as he doesn't.
I'm playing, but I'm not good at it, so I don't like fucking with it. So well, I just like to drive the golf cart.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
and spill the beer.
And spill
the
beer.
Spill the beer
all.
Yeah, that's not how this is going to be. Because I'm sure whatever golf course we go to down there is not going to be cheap.
I know.
I'm sure it's not going to be cheap.
Well, I want to go.
I'm not going to let y'all fuck up my golf.
I want to get up like early one morning and go
play
golf.
So you're
taking
your clubs with you?
Yes, Holly. Aww. Why wouldn't I take my clubs with me?
Just more shit to look around.
No, it's for who?
He's got a truck, Holly.
It
stays
in
the truck
box.
And it stays
my,
there.
My golf gloves are in
they
my toolbox.
They fit in the toolbox?
Yeah, they fit in the toolbox.
I didn't know that.
It's not a tight little box. It's a big old box. It's wide, spread out.
Okay.
Good description.
Like, that was like different.
Good description.
Like,
I'm just talking about some boxes, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Like, there's a lot of great places to eat down there.
How did I not look up food?
I don't know why. I figured this is what I did. I did not expect y'all not to look up shit. So I didn't look up shit.
We ain't had time.
I'm just down for the ride.
Well, I already told you. Like, I mean, I feel like Crab Island, some drunk ass karaoke. I want to go on like a cruise, like one of those day cruises where you just get on one of the little boats and like.
Well, we've got somebody coming with their own boat, so we can do that every fucking day.
Either one.
This woman, she doesn't seem full of shit. Like when you get full of shit, people on your social media, they usually don't send proof of what they got. Like this woman has constantly sent videos on her boat by her fucking self in the ocean fishing. So, like, she doesn't look full of shit.
So, what'd she do? Just, like, volunteer? She was like, I'll come and I'll bring my...
She was in my live, and she was like, hey, I fucking want to go. I'm going to buy some raffle tickets, but even if I lose, I'll fucking drive my boat down there.
Nice.
And I was like, fuck yeah, you can. Which I've told anybody, I've told a lot of people, that if you want to come and hang out on your own dime, that's cool. This probably not going to be stuck up our ass the whole time. Because this is, like... There will be a schedule. Texas was supposed to be this way, and it didn't turn out that way. But once a day, there will be a podcast. Yeah, you keep looking over there like that. Once a day, there will be a show, and not every day is going to have everybody on it. Like me and Kate and Flawless and Anthony, since we all do like the conservative shit, we're going to do one show. So y'all can get fucked up, do whatever you want to that day. There's no reason for you to be there that day. And then other days, it'll be all of us. It'll be fun, like, but there will be a schedule as far as shows goes. Besides, I don't give a fuck what you do. This is work. This is fun. And I've told people whoever win the two tickets, if they want to do the podcast with us, they get to do the podcast with us every time.
No morning shows, though?
I'm going to be so fucking hungover in the mornings most times.
I'm going to sleep at 12 in the afternoon.
Bitch, trust me. I know not to call you or text you now before 12 o'clock. So trying to wake you up is probably, that ain't in the cards. I'll leave you alone. Don't worry. But yeah, the drunk karaoke, that's going to be good. And I keep telling people, like, even if you don't know who Lee Tucker is or Dustin Hare and some of the other folks that might be coming, like, think
Dustin
about...
Dustin is the one you showed me with the curly hair.
The curly-headed fuck. I like my boy now.
I met him at damn Trey Lewis at the Crazy Bowl, and you are a fool for what you told me and what you was trying to get me.
You keep waiting. You wait till he sings to you.
I don't That's cringy. Like that. I do not like that.
Y'all if don't like it when it's not. Hold on. No, hold on.
I love that shit, bro. Somebody serenade the fuck out of me.
If Coe sat down and sung to me straight in my face, that's still fucking
Somebody
cringy.
Just ordered a ticket. Go ahead. Somebody buy four more so I can take a shot.
Y'all buy four more tickets so we can take shots.
I'm going to make him take a shot of that straight-ass moonshine, y'all.
No, you're not. I'm drinking. Yes. Right here. Oh, so let me read this.
This.
Mr. Otis, who's Coe's lead guitar player, sent him a message the other day, told him what the show was and all this kind of shit. He messaged me back, said, man, that sounds awesome. I'm not sure how available Coe is right now. But I can get me and Mason and some other guys on and Shiloh too. I said, sweet. I sent him the information about the show, where it's been ranked. And he said, congratulations, man. We definitely want to do it. Just let me know when.
You better tell him we will fly to Texas and I'll pay him $10,000 personally.
You're not going to get to suck off Coe for
$10,000. I don't give a shit. I still get to meet him. Please tell him that I will pay
this
them
$10,000. If you hush, listen to me.
I'm going to
do that show with them. Through Zoom call, and if it goes good, what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to invite us out to shows? And then you get to be their guest, and then what?
That don't matter, baby. We're going to see him July 16th in Texas.
Yep.
Okay.
I've already bought tickets for it.
How many tickets did you buy?
I bought two, but I can go buy another one.
You're probably going to have to get another one.
Hey, can we say where they need to go to get the tickets again?
Yeah, RaisingGraceStudios.com, or just go to, I don't know, it's supposed to be on the links or whatever that I sent everybody, but clearly nobody's posted the links.
Well, I did.
I know you did, but you didn't put it easy. See, look at her.
You expect so much from me.
I ask you to do one thing a week, bitch. One thing a week. And you're like, I'm busy. That's why I don't even text you that much anymore. Yeah, that's whatevs.
So, Raising Grace Studios.
Somebody spell it. RaisinGrace. GRACE. There's only one G.
Studios.com.
Go get your tickets. But no, you say it's cringy. It's not cringy if the guy is actually a fucking musician.
Yes, it's still cringy.
I feel like even if they're not a musician.
What did I just get violated for?
Nuh-uh.
For how long?
They kicked you off live?
For what?
What did you say? I'm trying
to think. First words, probably.
What is this?
Nah.
Request another review. Community guidelines.
I'm so happy I don't ever get banned no more.
Really?
Yeah, because I only go on Instagram and Facebook.
What the fuck?
You're like, I ain't fucking with that no more.
Yep.
What does it even say?
Like it's not going to tell you. Did you see how long it's been? How long it is for?
It hasn't done anything yet.
If it made you submit an appeal, it's longer than 10 minutes.
See community guidelines. You can scroll down
there. No.
What the fuck?
You didn't even say anything.
How long is it for?
It didn't say.
Yes, it does. Go back. Give it to me.
What is that? 519.
Your license is suspended until 526.
526.
What's today's date?
Submit a...
Oh, no. It's tomorrow. I already did. It's... Fucker. It's at 1,400 hours today.
You are... No, it's not. It says...
5/19/21.
Nope, that's not right. That's what you were. I'm fucking telling you.
5/20... Oh, bitch, that fucks me.
Yeah, it fucks you.
I mean,
submit a fucking appeal.
I just did. Your appeal's under review. If that is fucking... I'm fucked. Yeah, we don't sell tickets. And there was nothing going on.
Go on Instagram.
I fucking never get a lot of followers on Instagram. On the lives.
You'll sell tickets. I got like at least 100. I got 150K.
On what?
On TikTok.
Oh.
What the fuck?
So, I mean, I can. Instagram. Like, if you want me to start pushing it more.
Oh, no. You don't have to now because if that doesn't get. I don't know.
What we did.
Nothing.
That's how
TikTok works. Like, nothing. Nothing.
The TikTok.
Anything with Kylie. Anything with Kylie is
getting banned. Yeah, that's all it is.
It'll be mine next.
Yeah. Don't fucking show her.
I've been showing her
on Instagram. I haven't gotten any trouble on anything.
Just go live on Instagram.
No, y'all can't appeal it.
What the fuck? No, that literally just fucked me.
I know.
Oh, yeah, so now.
When it appeals it, it might give it back.
It didn't fuck you. Don't say that.
I know, but well, it does because I have to push these tickets and shirt sales until Friday.
Well, I'll post like all the time on my TikTok if I need to.
What the fuck?
My TikTok's the only thing I got going for me at this point.
What do you mean?
I just don't have followers on Instagram at all. I think I have like 900 followers on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah,
you got to push your Instagram.
Like TikTok is just the...
Oh, my God. How many people you got right on your Instagram?
I'm on Facebook and I got 150.
There you go. It'll be...
Sign on to my Instagram and do it on mine. I get at least 300 in my Instagram lives.
I thought you couldn't do your Instagrams.
It's back now. All
right. Okay. Well, let's just do that then. I'm gonna find out how to log out.
Hold on, y'all.
How the fuck you log out of there, guys? Add new account.
Dear God, that's always something.
Technical.
Well, it's nobody ever bothers me here. Nobody ever bothers me.
Well, they bother me.
Well, no shit, they fucking hate you.
What is this shit?
That's why I'm telling you, I couldn't figure out how to log out.
You just need to add another account. There we go.
There you go. What the fuck? Well, now we definitely need, if you're listening to this, because we just got, like, God damn it.
It wasn't me.
What? No, it wasn't you. You didn't do anything
say
bad.
Anything inappropriate.
You didn't say anything bad. It's literally people who hate you. Yeah. That's all it is. It's fucking people that hate you. That's a joke, dude. Oh, no, it's fine. It's a real important fucking week, and now I can't do nothing.
It might give it back once.
It'll be fine. It's going to work out. Don't be a baby. You got this.
I'm just going to have to give you like $1,000, and you go book the rooms if that happens. Because I've got to sell some more shit this week on there.
Well, I need to post the domestic violence, but I'm not put.
I'm out of domestic violence shirts. I'm sold out of them.
They're all gone?
Yeah. Almost. I don't have the shirts. Ain't important. Like I did all those on my own. Thank you.
Hold on, y'all. I gotta get a text message.
People do like me.
On my phone. Hold on.
Yeah, I think everything I got now is this random fucking shit that's in there. It's just all random stuff. I really hate TikTok.
All right.
That makes no sense. Well, even though we've been recording, I don't care. What's it say?
Who cares?
There you go. Go live and set it back over here.
Okay.
The red lights be fucking with you.
Made me look old.
Thank you. Make you look old.
We're back in business.
There we go. Now, let's get you on here. Here's the important
one. I wish I could just get both of them in it.
Do what?
I wish I could just like have it where it's on both of y'all because y'all are like the most
popular people in the room right now.
Put it on y'all.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Holly's all to get offended.
Oh.
A little touchy over there. Do you do something to your hair?
Yeah, I'm blonde now.
Boy, I ain't gonna say it.
Say it.
How she? That's your little mini me. That is.
That's her mentor. I'm teaching her.
You're big.
I mean, I'm teaching her what to do.
You're teaching her what to do.
How to make.
Hey, Matt.
I'm scared to see. Oh yeah, you jumped up there real quick on TikTok, on Instagram.
How many's in there?
280.
Yeah, I told you that.
Okay, well, tell each one of them to buy one fucking ticket right now.
Here's the deal. We're recording the podcast right now. Right now, we're recording the podcast. We're in studio. You could win a free trip to come with us to the beach. What's the 7th?
June the 7th through the 11th.
The raffle tickets are $20 a piece. Everything's paid for. Your flight.
Sorry, I was checking something, bitch.
Your gas, your hotel room, your drinks, your food, anything that we go do, everything is literally paid for. Go, I can't wait for some reason. Get out and come back in. That's be like Poe. That's a cute little caramel goodness right there.
Oh, what my God.
A what?
Cute little caramel goodness.
Why can't y'all hear?
Critter.
Y'all should be able to hear. Nice. Is the mic on?
No sound.
No volume. Hold on. What's it? No, is everything's up? I can hear just fine.
Is it connected to Bluetooth? Yeah.
Can't hear over the music.
Can't hear me.
What music? See, there's the girls bringing the boat. I'll be there. I'm bringing the boat. They can hear.
Lone Star Lady.
Yeah.
What's
told
up?
You.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
There you go.
Yeah, people can hear. They can
I don't
hear.
Know. Everybody can hear. Some of y'all hold shit's on. Broke. That's all it is. But we're sitting here talking about what we're going to do at the beach. And we need all y'all to go buy raffle tickets. Right now, we have to sell 260 raffle tickets between now and fucking Friday.
Oh, and tell them that if you, they're saying I got you back after you moved live and got me banned. Now I got you banned.
Oh, tell them to fuck
tell
off.
Tell them about the shots.
Oh, yeah, for every 5 raffle tickets sold, I got to take a shot.
No.
Yes, the moonshine.
Well, I'm taking this, and you got to drink that.
No. For every 5 tickets that are sold, I got to take a shot.
How do we purchase a ticket? You go to Raising Grace, RAISIE.
Is the link in your bio for the shirt still?
No.
Not for the shirts.
No, I had to take it all down.
Okay.
Because OF doesn't let you put, I mean, TikTok doesn't want you to put your OF in your bio on TikTok.
You get banned.
Damn, is that why they keep banning
yes.
me?
Yes,
from editing your profile.
That makes so much sense.
I got
that's
big banned.
That's why
band.
I just tell
yes.
everybody, it's on my Instagram. It's on. Go to my Instagram if you want my OF link.
You can go to purchase tickets. You can go to my Instagram, JLTerry87,
yeah, if you don't,
and
if
the
you
link's
can't
in
make
there.
It to the trip. If you can't make it on the beach trip, then I'm live on Facebook right now. If you can't make it to the beach trip, you can also win a gun.
Yeah,
package.
If you
a
if
gun,
shirts, hats,
yeah,
a whole bundle.
If
there's
you,
a gun, a 9mm.
It's a Springfield, Springfield Armory 9mm. If you don't, is right, is there's no G. It's R A I. It's R A I S I N G R A C E. Somebody post the website on here. Lone Star, you know what it is. Post the website
post
on here.
Post the website and then click on the comment and pin it.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can hold it and it'll pin it at the bottom.
Okay, hold on. No. Didn't know that. I'm going to post it real fast. Yeah, hold on. This we should have been doing that the whole time. Destin, Florida. Raising Grace. Oh, shit.
So how many tickets have we sold
Josh
since
is
we've been
on
here?
My
two?
Instagram
no, we
right
haven't
now.
Sold but like
one.
Two since. One
two.
Since we've been, yeah, one since we've been here.
So we need two more tickets sold.
Raising Grace Studios. Do I have, you said pin it?
Yeah. Do it and then, okay, now hold it down.
Post.
All right.
Now.
Hold. Let go.
Pin comment. What does pin comment mean?
It leaves it at the bottom of the
screen. Ah, there you go. Raising
Smarty.
Grace Studios.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. There you go. Now, everybody go there right now and order a fucking ticket.
Go where? Say it again.
It's a $20 raffle ticket.
Yep.
Raising, RAISIN, GraceStudios.com. Order a $20 raffle ticket, and you might be able to win a trip. We pay for everything.
Everything.
Light, your gas, drinks, food, your room, literally every everything. It's a free trip for $20.
$20.
And if the more tickets.
If you go on the trip, then you win a gun.
Brand new.
Hats.
A lot of shit.
Shirts. All kinds of. It's a bundle. Yeah. Big old bundle.
Big old bundle with
I'll
a.
I'll sign some shit. Send it to you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You got this covered.
I'll sign some shit because one day everybody gonna know my motherfucking name.
When do we call the winner? We call the winner on Friday evening.
This Friday. Yeah, this Friday.
But we got a lot of tickets to sell. We got 260 tickets to sell. The more tickets you order, the better chance you got to win. Yeah, so if you order one, you got one chance. You order 10, you got 10. Go order them right now.
Who's going on the beach trip? Kate Stinson, Southern Oreo, me, Flawless Lawless, Conservative Aunt, Josh, Brooklyn and Sean, Holly. It's a bunch of TikTokers going, guys.
Yeah, and we also got some musicians from Nashville, yes. Some songwriters. Lee Tucker, Dustin Heron, and I got a couple more surprises
and
for y'all.
And you can bring somebody with you, but we're not paying for their shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you can bring somebody with you.
Your ticket gets you a plus one, but we're not paying for any of their shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go order. And, hey, for every 5 tickets sold while we're doing this, I got to take shots.
And we need what?
I'm not drinking fucking moonshine.
Yes, you are.
How many more tickets do we need?
Say you got pussy in your blood.
Without saying
you
got
pussy
in
your blood. I'll tell you what, bitch. I will take a shot of moonshine if you take a shot of moonshine.
Hell no.
Say you got pussy in your blood without saying
I got pussy in my blood.
Well, then, bitch, I got it too.
I got a pussy. It's in there.
Trust me. There you go.
It
is
bleeding.
I'm so in. I hope I win, make a whole year. Hey, there you go. All you guys got to do, go for the fucking tickets right now. I'm hoping that there's no way that nobody hasn't ordered a ticket.
I don't think Brianna and Jimmy said that there was two. Aren't going. Brianna and Jimmy aren't going, correct?
They're not.
They're not going.
There's a chance that I can talk her and them coming down there for a day or two, but they won't be there the whole day. I got to have that conversation with Brianna here in a little bit because I would love for her and Jimmy to go.
They're fun people.
I very much like Brianna.
I love Brianna.
And Jimmy's just as fucking cool. Just as cool. Let's see. I can't believe there's nobody that's bought one. I hope there's so many people on the website right now that this is not coming through. That's probably not what
happened. Yes, there's so many people that we're claiming it.
I'm on the site now trying to get around. There you go. Well, as soon as you order one, you let me know because I need to see it on my phone. And it's going to be fun. Can you imagine all of us doing drunk karaoke? I like that idea. I have not thought about
me
that idea
too. Till you that
said
was
it.
The first thing that I thought about was drunk ass karaoke.
Yeah, we got it. Just go ahead.
And it's got to be like a random ass. I feel like it's got to be a bar that's not popular. Like just a random
we
hole in the
make
wall
it popular.
Bar
I
that
mean,
we can
bring
just.
The fun time.
Yes.
We bring the
yes.
fun time.
Lone Star said I would buy. I'll buy all 500. That's the one with the boat. She's literally one to buy. If you go buy all 500 right now, I will kiss your ass.
Me too.
Girl, I'll do more than kiss your ass. I might actually lick some pussy for that.
Hey, you go buy 500 tickets. You heard it.
I know I like to be a pillow princess.
She says, I have a TV on the boat too. Oh, it's over with. if you legit, Lone Star, we're going to have a fucking blast with you. Something just came through. No, it's not that. Josh is live here. I am. We're recording a show right now. This is going to be about a clusterfuck of a podcast episode.
It's probably going to be the worst one.
Oh, it ain't going to be that bad.
I don't know. We spent like 10 minutes trying to figure out why you got banned off TikTok.
But the thing is this right here this week, I don't care if this one goes 45 minutes, this goes an hour. This is what it's supposed to be about today because I had a fun show yesterday. I've got two very serious ones tomorrow. I have a serious Saturday. Yeah, we're just bullshitting. Yeah, that's all this is today. Yeah.
Also, somebody said they'd love to go, but they're already going to be gone. But you can still buy a ticket because you can still win a gun.
Yeah, if you win and you cannot go, then you get a Springfield 9mm. Brand new, in the box. It was donated to us. It's a June the 7th through the 11th. You can ride with us down there if you want to, or we'll fly you down there. Yeah, I got banned on TikTok. I don't know why. I just got one order. So, got one. How out of that many people?
I thought we had two.
No, I mean, that's two altogether. But I'm hoping that it's just a lot of people's on the website at one point in time. I don't know, because that doesn't make much sense. That bitch out there can sell fucking fire and hell. So, I don't know. He got banned on TikTok. Yes, he did. Ordered a ticket. Okay, Chelsea, if you ordered, what was the name on your ticket? Would it have been, it wouldn't have been Wendy James, would it? Would it have been? Let's see. If Lone Star buys them all, I'll kiss her ass. You're right, I will. There's another one.
All right, so now I'm about to look up some more shit to do real quick.
What does this say? It
says nobody did their homework.
IDK, what you're talking about.
I want to get real drunk and go to like an indoor jump park or like a fucking... Man,
somebody said, what if both people that win can't go?
If both people can't go, I tell you what, if both people can't go, one of them, the person who gets first place, will get to pick between a gun and the bundle pack, or, I don't know, let's just say
$500. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
What?
It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret. I wouldn't. You're an idiot. You're a god. Why would you tell me that, like, right here while there's a mic in front of my face?
I'm just saying. It's not a good time.
I'd rather hear that.
Yeah, it was not a good time.
Okay, because I was literally about to hit pause on this bitch and throw all of our phones out the door.
Yeah, because
that
no
is
more.
Not the thing I expected to hear.
Yeah, good.
Well, anyway. Lone Star said, Kylie, I'm game. Let's go. Go buy the tickets. We sitting here waiting.
Subscribe to my OF.
How about
me too? Then let's just
everybody's.
Yeah, I'm fixing to make one and just holler at people all day long and give them.
Can't believe you didn't know that.
I did not know.
There's like makeup tutorials on there. There's women that like clean their house.
You know what you should do?
And that's it.
You should like get butt ass naked, not butt ass naked, but like in like a Speedo type thing, and you should like color your beard a different color every day. Like do like the fake color and that you can wash out. Like you should just be known for like your beard. Like you'd be like the naked beard guy.
Just order the ticket.
The bearded naked guy.
All right, we got three orders in. There's just no way. I think they're coming in slow.
They have to be.
Yeah, because there's people on here saying they're ordering. Josh, what's the age limit? I mean, let's be smart about this.
Fuck them kids.
You got to be 21.
Fuck them kids.
I mean,
and them puppies.
You know, what we're gonna be doing?
More than 5 bolt shot. Actually, let's see. I'm sitting here looking at. No, you got one.
Hold on. I know y'all are watching the whole podcast today, but could y'all still go at least download it on your phone? You don't have to.
There's a lot of people that's our numbers are high as fuck right now on every episode.
You don't have to listen to it again, but we can just download it to your phone, please. More downloads helps us. Please say thank you.
Another thing, too, is you two, while we're at the beach, one of the biggest things that we're going to do at the beach that I haven't talked to y'all about, that now everybody gets to hear it one time, is y'all two are going to do your own show at the beach. Yes, that's y'all's first one.
Turn on.
You're going to do the first one of y'all. Just
baby,
you two.
I'm nervous.
No, wow, we do so good anyway.
I know.
It's going to be more fun because we're going to be at a beach.
True. We'll figure it out. Well, I'll tell you what. If you bought one and you're 18 or under 18, you just can't go to the bars.
Yeah, you can't go to the bars.
You just can't go to the bars.
So you'll have to go golfing then.
Yeah.
You just got to go golf and, you know, just give hand jobs the whole time.
In the Applebee's bathroom.
At least they're old enough of age.
I bought into Kylie's AF, and it was supposed to be good till June the 5th, and it's already expired. I don't know shit about that.
What does it say?
Said that somebody bought into your OF, and now it's already, like, suspired. Expired.
No, it should not be expired, baby. I will look into it. It's on promotion right now. You have until May 19th. That might be the day. To get it for half off.
It is May the 19th.
Yep. That was what it was.
Then they didn't turn the rebuild on.
Don't put me down for golf.
Yep.
I won't.
But hey, Lone Star, help us sell tickets. Tell these folks in there. Lone Star's what kind of boat do you have? Tell us what kind of boat you have so all these people know what you're taking us out on while we're there.
Buy me a boat.
Yeah. I mean, this was right. I didn't expect much out of today. So this is bullshit.
It would have been way more fun if we were talking about our OnlyFans.
No, well, I'm tired of hearing about OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
I'm so fucking tired of it.
You heard it from one person for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
And never coming back.
We're not even getting on that. We're not even getting on the subject. Other people that ain't in this room. I don't care who they is. They ain't going on a trip with us. I don't want it.
Well, I need the fucking tea when we get off then.
No, we get off.
I feel left.
We get off.
Out.
We talk, but this is that ain't about none of this.
We gonna get the tea, baby. Don't you worry about that.
About none. I hate when you say the tea.
The tea is spilling.
I don't want to know anything about anything.
Yes, you do.
Me and Holly going to spill and Brooklyn going to sip. And Josh.
I don't know. Maybe. Fuck it. I don't know. Give me that shit right here.
Just ordered my ticket. Okay, here's Joshua about to take a shot of the moonshine.
Yeah, because if somebody else has ordered one, that would be fine.
No, it's right there. It's on the edge right there.
Holly, I have to be a father in a little while. I'm not drinking moonshine right now.
Just give once. The first time.
That was a shot fired.
No, that's worth at least 10 ticks. That shit fuck you up.
You threw the father word in there. Here.
All right, give me that. You son of a bitch.
God,
we want tea.
Y'all already know.
I'll tell you what.
My mom already knows.
We'll give you all the tea that you want, but you got to make us get the 500 tickets sold. We'll do a special episode letting all the tea out.
I am doing a meet and greet while I'm in Destin. Yes, absolutely. Y'all know I would not come to Destin and not do a meet and greet. The whole thing is going to be a meet and greet.
Let's change that. Let's not say we're doing a meet and greet. Let's say that one night we're going to go to a certain bar. Let's pick a certain bar, and well, if they want to
Josh don't like that fan bullshit.
That's what I do.
It ain't that I don't like it; it's that I'm awkward.
I say, "Hey, you're not awkward."
I do get awkward. I do get awkward.
No, I say I'm going to eat dinner here. If you want to come.
Oh no, you don't speak while I'm eating.
No.
You'll speak. Well, it ain't that. It's I get awkward because like there's people that wanted me to sign their shirts and ship them another day, and it made me so uncomfortable.
What if they said sign my titty? Would you
do that? I still be uncomfortable.
You'd be uncomfortable?
He's doing it, period.
I don't like it. All right, seriously.
He knows he's doing it. There he goes. Ooh-wee.
You know that shit is nasty.
It's not as nasty.
Ugh, God, I want to throw up just thinking about it.
Me too.
Ooh, I just got a picture of my side-by-side. I think, ooh, baby. Ooh. Ooh. Y'all gonna have to hold on 1 minute.
Woo. All right, let's get
baby.
Let me see. By the way, this bitch is bringing that, and if she can find a place to ride it on the beach, I'm sure she will. I don't know if those tires are worth the shit on sand, though.
Oh, I'm gonna get wet.
They're gonna dig.
I think you probably get stuck in a hole. Let me see.
I mean, she ain't gonna get stuck, but
I would not raise it up no more than that. It's not as high as I thought it was.
It's pretty high.
You
can't get in it.
I'm 5'8", and I have to stand on the wheel to get in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was way higher than that.
You have to climb a tire?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. We need y'all to go buy tickets. That whiskey is the shit. It is. You mix this with a little bit of cranberry juice, tastes like you're drinking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Is it peanut butter whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Let me smell it.
Oh, it's good. Take a drink.
No, it tastes like
shit. I got to go home and be a parent, Josh Terry.
Oh, well. She is live on Facebook, too. We can load it on the back of the boat.
Oh, my God. It smells like legit, like peanut butter.
This lady literally just said, we can load your buggy on the back of her boat. That's how fucking big it is, and we can drive it on the dunes in the ocean.
It's got a snorkel on it.
Oh, yeah. We finna sink this bitch like the Titanic. We finna sink this bitch just like the Titanic. If she's got a boat that big, baby, her boat's worth way more than your buggy.
Fuck that, though. She got a boat all the time. I got a buggy. Stop calling it a buggy.
It is a buggy.
No, it's a razor.
That is a goddamn buggy.
Some people call it a bike.
A bike?
Yes.
It's a side-by-side.
Well, some people are dumbasses, then. I don't know.
If you want to be real specific, it's a razor.
Oh.
A razor.
If we win, how do we get the gun with all the gun laws? We figured that out. I know.
I'll personally deliver it to you if I got to.
Yeah, right up in her pussy. That's how she'll transport it.
God almighty.
She'll just hide it.
Smuggle.
It's going to rust the damn mail.
It's 9mm. We might need something smaller.
It's smaller.
Never mind. You're
like, baby, my vagina's real tight.
You like you carry a shotgun around and nobody knows.
Oh, hell no.
With all the nasty shit you be saying, that's what I be figuring.
No, if you looked at my OF, you would see how tight it is.
You sent me pictures of it.
Yeah.
It was like a mean little goblin.
That's a lie. I'm about to show everybody.
Why are we not recording this?
We are recording it.
No, you. Somebody, did we have
to record it? No, the fucking podcast shit's on. We're recording it.
No, it's not.
It is. I'm literally recording
it. Not the camera, though.
Oh, no.
I meant just you doing the goblin imitation.
That's what it is.
He threw his hands up and
everything.
It looked
mad. He was
so invested in that.
Why did it look so angry?
What?
It looked angry.
Baby, I'm about to show everybody my pussy if you'll show
it. It looked angry.
I want to see.
This little
I'm just kidding. I've already
You've already seen it.
I'll be stalking your OF all the time.
Why?
Feeling like full-blown lesbian for real. I'll be like just watching. Just getting like ideas. I don't know. Just watching you. Not in like a weird way, but like damn. Like look at her doing big things over there with her little, what'd you call it?
Did you watch my live the other night?
No. Hold there. Wait, which one?
The Somebody one? Told me you've been buying toys like left and right.
I have.
The one with the suction cup thing? Uh-huh. Yes, I did watch that one. And it was so funny because John came back.
John came back
in the bedroom and he was like, what are you doing? Like, and I was like, nothing. I'm just watching Kylie. And he was like, why? And I was like, I don't know. Because
how the fuck is this not banned? But my TikTok just got banned. I can't sell shit the rest of the fucking week. But you're here like, nah, I just put my big donkey dick on the floor.
I couldn't
stick.
Get it good on the floor.
Wait, you watched it?
I don't watch it. No, I don't watch anybody.
Oh, you told him. I was like, oh.
I couldn't get it to suction cup on the floor. Dude.
Josh is probably user 1, 2, 3,
they
5, 7, 8
thousands of dollars.
I promise you. I would be the first one to tell you that if I was to ever have an OnlyFans, like subscribe to somebody's, I'd be the guy in there that would be asking you to do weird shit. Not because it turns me on, but I want to see what you'll do for money.
Well,
like,
I would
not be a good like subscriber.
One guy in there was like, show me your toes. Lift your toes up. Now let me see the soles of your feet. I'm like, baby, you don't want to see these Piggly Wiggly grocery feet because I'm from Georgia and I walk around barefoot everywhere.
My feet are always black, bro. Yeah. It's a problem. Sean's like, you're so fucking nasty. Like, your feet are black. And I'm like, I can't help that. Like,
somebody said, I am subscribed to your OF. And let me tell you, I'm not a lesbian at all, but you have a pretty perfect pussy.
I'm telling you, it's like a mad little goblin.
It is perfect. It's a clam, not an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
I didn't say it was roast beef now.
It's not hanging out. It's a clam. You have to open it up to get into
it. It's an innie, not an outie.
You have to move the lips.
To open.
To get into it.
Open.
You're going to be banned in probably like the next 30 seconds for sure.
No, I don't get banned on Instagram unless I show my toys. I did get banned for showing my toys on Instagram.
Well, you got freedom of speech on here, I guess. You can't on fucking TikTok. What did it say? I looked a while ago. That's why I was picking up my phone. And you heard a TikTok noise. It said, thank you for submitting your appeal. You'll receive a notification soon. What is it? Controversial content. What the fuck does that
Somebody
even mean?
What did we say?
Nothing. Oh. Somebody reported it.
What does controversial content even fucking mean?
Fucking bullshit. That's what it means. Everything's bullshit.
But I wonder how they actually review the shit. Where are we at on raffles? Not good. It says on my phone, we've only sold 6 since we've been sitting here.
That's
and
not
I,
right.
I don't believe that.
That can't be.
There's no way. This bitch can sell fire in hell, but we can't sell a $20 raffle ticket. Not. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Nobody wants to hang out with us or win a gun.
Thought about OnlyFans, but my fiance said he wouldn't be okay
fuck your
with
fiance.
It like fuck.
Fuck your fiance.
I thought about doing one.
Fuck him on the OnlyFans.
There you go. No, I said I wouldn't want to. No. We're not getting on the OnlyFans.
It was the podcast about her ex. What was it? Go back up and read her comment.
What? I don't fucking know. Hold on.
Go back. No, you missed it.
What?
I want to see. My husband asks me all the time why I watch Kylie all the time. He would die if I subscribed to her OF, so I shall refrain. All
right.
Is this the podcast about
he
her
might.
Ex? No.
Oh.
That one's already been posted.
Like a month ago.
God damn. Y'all don't. Like I told y'all today, y'all come on here. So, Josh, you don't even know this shit. So, like, 2 years ago, I got caught driving on suspended license 2 times. And my lawyer's just been pushing it back. Well, yesterday or Monday, I had to go to court for it. And they told me that I could get my license suspended for 12 months or I could go to jail for 48 hours. And so, I'm going to jail for 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And they put me on probate Monday. This is why. Monday is when my probation starts. So, Monday, I'll be put on probation until I get paid my fine and until I do the 48 hours. So next week on Memorial Day weekend, I'm going
to
go do 48 hours.
You have
hours.
To do a weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go do the 48 hours on Memorial Day weekend and I'm going to pay my fine. So I'll be on probation Monday and I'll get off like that next Monday.
Tuesday.
Why?
Because Memorial Day weekend, it won't be open on Monday.
Well, that too. But regardless,
yeah. I would do that too. I'm
not doing the fucking 12 months of no license.
If you did that, you just get another driving on suspended license.
Literally. It's just got to be a whole ass experience. So I'm gonna need you to document that shit.
I've been in jail before for 2 weeks.
Well, we needed
48 hours.
I was in jail for 2 weeks, and I used to go live on. This is when I like did all my lives on TikTok. I called my sister in jail from the phone, and she went live on my TikTok, and I was on speakerphone talking to the TikTok live.
Oh, you're fucked up. Yeah, you're good.
So funny.
You're good and fucked up.
They loved it.
Fuck, you know what to do? Just all next week, just go fucking ham, exhaust yourself, and then just sleep the majority of the 48 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm
doing. Yeah, that makes
sense. And it's in the same jail where Cody is.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's...
Bitch, you can't ask them to put you somewhere else.
They're going to leave me up front in the holding cell.
Ah, okay.
The whole time. Yeah.
Oh, that's sketchy, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd sleep.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking it back. Now I think I'd stay up the whole time. Is there TV in the holding cell?
Yeah.
God, I hope you got to watch like some bullshit. I do. I don't fucking know. I hope like fucking Barney's the only thing that's on in that bitch.
Alan Jackson is having a concert in Noonan. I know, and I will be going.
AJ. Mm-hmm. We've been every the last.
It's a benefit concert. Let's go.
I will. If Alan Jackson's involved.
When is it?
I had to have this conversation with my friends last weekend because I'm not going to bars anymore. Unless I'm doing an
supposedly,
event.
Supposedly, but just the other night you were like, let's go out making.
Yeah, and I'm glad I didn't. But like, I'm tired of going to a bar and spending money and getting nothing in return from it. So
what do you mean nothing in return?
I was just about to say, what you want to return,
like,
pussy?
Yeah, I was about to say, because you
get
fucked
up.
Right
here.
Okay, then what do you mean getting in return?
Like, I'm tired of spending money on stuff, and like, all you got to do next, or all you've got next day to show for it is just a hangover. So, unless...
A hangover and a good time, though.
Yeah, but I can have a good time fucking
anywhere.
Like,
good memories.
I'm having a good time with y'all here right now, but it doesn't cost me $300. Me going to a bar, I buy people's drinks, I'm nice to folks. Anytime like somebody comes up and says hey to me that knows who I am from social media, I feel like I owe them something. So I'm kind of tired of all that. Like, I'm not tired of the people like noticing me, but I want to start doing other shit. So like last weekend, I went to the dirt track races for the first time in a very long time.
I love dirt track races.
I had a good time because some of my friends were there racing, so I got actually somebody to cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, but
that's my shit.
I want to start doing new shit. So like going in to where the fuck she's from and going out over there. That's cool. I'm tired of seeing the same people.
We have a bar called the Rusty Buzzard. And let me just tell you right now, we went there for the first time and me and Holly showed the fuck out.
I remember getting a Snapchat of her ass.
Nobody in that bitch. Like there wasn't nobody there. They wasn't doing shit, but playing pool, sitting around, being lame. Me and Holly went out there and showed out. And then this old lady that had to be like 60-something got her ass on the pool table on her back and was like...
Thrusting
on the pool table.
If it would not have been for me and Kylie being there, it would have been boring as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Look at this. Everybody's saying, did the website crash because it's not letting me purchase it? That's what it is.
So that means there was a lot of people on
there.
Yeah,
y'all got to just go back. Just hold on. I'm checking it right now on my phone. I imagine that's what it is.
Has to be.
But somebody also just poked on here. Whoever the fuck this is. Where's that Maggie? I'd rather pick no license. You've clearly never had no license. Having no license is the biggest pain in the ass in the
ever.
Fucking world. You don't even realize like how bad it is. Yeah, no, it's right here. Let's add to cart. Of course, I am the... Yeah. You just got to... Yeah, I know it's gonna sound stupid. You just gotta take your time. Like, go back and check it every few minutes. If you try to hurry, or whatever, that's gonna be me as an old lady. Fuck yeah! 2 years ago, she got tickets. She just now went to court and has to do 48 hours in jail. Yes, my husband dirt track races in Texas. Lone Star Lady, I very much appreciate you letting us go on your boat. I hope we don't fuck it up. What was that? Why was that? We're going to do this for 7 more minutes. Just talking shit. Let's end on kind of like what, which we already talked about.
Or
fucking
details. We can give details one last
time.
Yeah,
just one more time, real fast. Like, go to RaisingGraceStudios.com and order your raffle ticket now. If it says there's something wrong, just come back fucking a few minutes later. It just means there's a lot of people there. We got 260 tickets that need to be sold between now and Friday. Help us get there, and you get a free fucking vacation. Free-ass vacation.
For $20.
With everything paid for.
You're probably going to get see a lot of weird shit happening in the place. Probably titties. Sure. There's no problem. So,
titties like and ass.
Yeah, titties everywhere.
Only fans.
For $20.
We're leaving that place sticky as fuck. Your mom just said, is Kylie going to jail for 48 hours?
Yes, mom.
You don't tell her shit. I like your mom.
I don't talk to her.
Why?
I don't talk to her.
This seems like another episode of the podcast.
Or like the tea after, like something.
I know, we finna do some tea. Anyway, that's good enough. Drop your social media links real fast. And hey, one more thing, real quick. I don't know which one of y'all. You probably can't read all the messages you get, do you?
Oh hell no.
Okay,
no, she can't.
All right, so Brooklyn, whenever we drop your social media stuff in a minute, I want people to send you, for you and Kylie, though, what they think the name of y'all show should be. Because I'm having a hard time coming up with a name for y'all show.
All right. Y'all heard that.
So,
what's our Instagram? Well, so y'all hear it.
You want me to start then?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to give all social media platforms
in? OF, TikTok, and...
Yeah.
Okay, so TikTok is Brooklyn Parten 2, and that's P-A-R-T-E-N. Instagram is Brooklyn Katie, K-A-D-I-E. And then OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com/Brooklyn Parten 2. Same as my TikTok.
Holly,
that's it, yeah.
Turn it around to fucking Kylie 2.0.
My Instagram is the official Holly Hamby.
No.
The unofficial Kylie Strickland is what it needs to be.
The Holly Hamby.
Oops.
The Holly Hamby.
My Instagram is the Holly Hamby. My TikTok is your favorite Georgia Peach 0. Just FAV.
It's like, that was worse than my BKP.
That's pretty fucking bad.
It's horrible.
Hi, I'm 12 and I got a TikTok.
Yeah. I'm Georgia Peach. Anyways, and my OF is
OnlyFans.com/the. Holly
Hamby. Yeah, OnlyFans.com/TheHollyHamby.
Damn, is she like OF assistant for real?
I'm sleepy.
Official.Kylie.Strick on Insta, KylieStrickland0 on TikTok, OnlyFans.com/KylieStrickland3.
Go buy fucking raffle tickets. We'll see you in Destin fucking Florida.